Yesterday, somebody was mentioning to me, you know, the whole world is revolving around, the whole world could fall apart because of the Greek debt. So all of a sudden, everything's fine, and then all of a sudden, one person, the Greek prime minister, gets on and says, nope, we're going to do a referendum. So anybody knows what's going on. So the whole world economy could collapse because of one person. Now one person decides to, you know, make a little change. Everybody goes crazy. Now the whole world's done, you know. Very interesting. So that shows you the power of one person. I want on the record, which it is, that we're really honored tonight to have one of those unique people for Latov. That is, all of you are affected by him almost daily. As we have the chosen words, every morning we learn, right, in both Minyanim, we learn Shmiras HaLashon, right, they can attest to this. Every morning we do the lesson of the day, and you hear him every Tisha B'Av, you actually hear his voice. But we have Mr. Rothschild here, who is the power, the founder, the everything behind Chofetz Chaim Heritage. And it's a very special person in Klal Yisrael. Really, I know he's going to be angry at me for saying this. But but we're really fortunate that he's here in the shul. It's a very special schus for us to have him. And Baruch Hashem, we shul has a very special relationship, not money-wise, that I don't know. But that we don't have with anybody. But
equal opportunity.
That's right. We treat everybody equally. We don't give anybody that much money to anybody. But truly, everybody knows how really every day how close we feel to the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, and therefore to Mr. Rothschild, Zayin Gezunt, and Meretz Hashem Yishev Baruch Hashem Yishev Aslacha, everything Meretz Hashem, and it's really a pleasure. It's an honor for us to have you. So we're on page 253. So let's just go through Gimel very quickly, even though we did it before. We're talking about brachas. So let's go through Gimel very quickly because to get a fresh start. Gimel. So we're talking about a general rule, very important rule. Someone's making a bracha for someone else by a mitzvah. So Revim Zelazel, we discussed that. Beautiful Mishnah Brura, if you recall. Chofetz Chaim says, by a mitzvah, that's not what we're talking about here, but by a mitzvah, I can make a bracha for somebody, even though I'm not doing the mitzvah. Why? Because I'm responsible for him. So Chofetz Chaim, beautiful Chofetz Chaim. So if I, the Mishnah Berurah says, if he doesn't do the mitzvah, it's like I'm missing something. Something missing me. Which is not true by food. That's what we're talking about. By food, you know, they need me to make a bracha, so I don't eat an apple. So big deal. So if I don't eat the apple, so then I cannot make the bracha for them. So again, the rule we saw. So if I am eating with them, and I am making a bracha for a group of people, so they have to have, remember the analogy, football. There has to be a passer and a receiver. So I'm throwing them, so to speak, the bracha to them. So I have to have in mind, I got to hit that receiver, and he has to catch the ball. So in Beis, the Machaber said, so I have to have a mind to be Yotza him, and they have to have a mind to be Yotza with my bracha, even if they don't answer Amen. We discussed about that. They should answer Amen. Should answer Amen to any bracha. Fine. So there, now the Machaber is saying, they're not Yotza with my bracha. I feel Yan Amen. Elaim kain shama mitchilu ad sofa. Even if they answer Amen, they're not Yotza with my bracha that I make for them, unless they hear the entire bracha. The whole bracha. And, as we said before, everything's coming, la seis ba yidei chava, so they had to have in mind to be yotze with my bracha. And, here's the passer, v'amavarach niskaven gam kein lo si o yidei chava, and I have to have in mind for them to be yotze. I have to have in mind them, they have to have in mind me, that I'm being yotze to them with the bracha, I'm fulfilling the bracha for them, and they have to hear the entire bracha. They have to hear the entire bracha. Now, what happens if they didn't hear the entire bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, where to go? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if they didn't hear the entire bracha, they had to hear even the word baruch, the Chofetz Chaim says. They have to hear the whole bracha because it's the people who are listening, we say, Shomei Akona. If they hear me making the bracha and I have in mind and all the things we said before, it's as if they made the bracha. It's as if they actually uttered the words. So, let's say I make a bracha and I leave out baruch. I leave out baruch and say, whatever. Not Yotze. Why? Because the famous rule, Mishanim and Matbeah should Tavu Chachamim. Right? We all know. You have a coin. Right? It always happens to me. Right? You go to a meter, you put the $500 in there for a minute. Right? So, so my mouth, right? I put in a coin, it doesn't take it. Right? I didn't see anything wrong with that. Or, you go and you pay at the pump and you slip the dollar in or whatever it is and it spits it out. It's not, I don't know, couldn't read it probably. But maybe there's something wrong with the actual coin or bill. Doesn't work. Same thing with the bracha, right? I tell the girls in school, right? We don't know how tefillah works, but the tefillah is like a key, right? I don't know how this starts my car. I have no clue how it works, but it does. The same thing, Chazal with their Ruach HaKodesh and the Nevi'im, they said, here's the key. Use it. It will work. If you alter that, right? Key's a little off. Boom, doesn't work. Same thing here. Okay, what I teased you with last time is, so now we say, Shomea Ka'ona, the person who's making the bracha, I have in mind somebody, so the people who are listening to my bracha, it's as if they said it. Listen to this. Beautiful Shiloh by the Marsham. So if he, let's say I'm making the bracha for Mr. Richards, right? Well, whatever reason. I'm making the bracha, Shakal, yes, some schnapps, Shalat L'chaim, right? Right? L'chaim. So we had a L'chaim. So let's say I make the bracha, it's as if he made the bracha. So when I make a bracha, when somebody makes a bracha, your hands have to be, didn't touch your shoe, right? Didn't scratch your scalp. You have to wash your hands. Your hands have to be clean, right? So the Marsham says, what happens, my hands are clean. He, who's listening to my bracha, his hands aren't. So what's the story? So the Marsham says it's a Shiloh. He wants to be medayik from the Prima Gadin, that even though his hand, even though we say Shomei Akondo, so he's like me, I'm like him, he's like me, but still, if his hands aren't clean and mine are, he'd still maybe be Yotze. Cool. So it's Shomei HaKa'ona. It's as if he's making the bracha, but it's not exactly the same. Okay, let's just do Aleph very quickly. Kol bracha she'ein bo haskara. Huge halacha. Any bracha that you make that doesn't have a mention of Hashem's name. Haskara shem umalchus. Hashem's name, shem umalchus. And Hashem's melech. Ein a bracha. It's not a bracha. Not a bracha. Vimdi like shame omachos yaksa rivarach. And if you skipped the shame omachos, you have to go back and make the bracha all over again. Okay, we're going to talk about this. If you remember by Bitsias Apas, we talked about something like this. Right? How about if you say a bracha hamotzi in Aramaic? Remember that? Well, we'll see about it after Shabbos and Meretz Hashem. Revisit that halacha if you remember. Okay.